Support for KPLU comes from the investment firm of McAdams Wright Reagan, serving individuals, families, public and private companies, and nonprofit organizations, with a mission to enhance the financial security of their clients through analysis, research, planning, and investment. More at nwrinc.com.
We're very excited to finally welcome to the KPLU studios a sax player who's been splitting his time between here and San Francisco for the past few years. He's just released his new album, his fifth, called Flash Mob, with a fantastic band. And here they are with Dominic Farinacci on trumpet, Eric Reed at the piano, John Shiflett bass, Lorca Hart drumming. Please welcome saxophonist Anton Schwartz.
One, two, one, two,
Anton Schwartz and his quintet live in the studios here at KPLU. And that's the title song from Anton's new record, Flash Mob. Anton, a couple quick questions. Let's try to do this chronologically. I will. You actually grew up in the New York area and were lucky enough to have some pretty talented future jazz stars in your high school crowd. Can you tell us about playing with Peter Bernstein and Larry Goldings?
Yeah, sure. They I met at Eastman one summer in Rochester. We were in a program for high schoolers, and Peter grew up in New York. Larry grew up in the Boston area, but once we met there, we played in a combo up there together, and then stayed in touch, stayed playing. Pete and I got Larry down to New York to perform on my like senior project that mm-hmm. Pete did, and vice versa when Pete did his. We were all together, so yeah, that was a lot of fun.
But for you, after high school, went the academic route. You were studying artificial intelligence and math, and went to Harvard and Stanford. what are the advantages of coming to jazz after kind of working out outside of jazz, of being a bit of an outsider?
Well, you know, it definitely gives a different perspective for sure. And I mean, I do not double on flute or clarinet. Well, I started on clarinet, but I was kind enough to the world to just give it up, put it aside. So, you know, there are things that I missed from the music school experience, but it also meant that, in a sense, when I was getting into jazz as a musician, my outlook was very pure, and unclouded by some of the conventional wisdom, you know, that you acquire in school. Lord knows, there's a lot of wonderful, wonderful wisdom that you acquire in school. But then there's also things that are sort of handed down, maybe unnecessarily. And so the result is, well, I think it probably shows itself in the music in one way or another.
Mm-hmm. You were playing around the San Francisco area for several years, and still do to a degree, but your wife moved up to Seattle, and you've become part of our rich jazz scene here. How have you found the Seattle area? Can you compare it to San Francisco as far as the players and the clubs and things like that?
It's not. The scene isn't quite as big as down in the Bay Area, but it is really rich. There are a lot of great players here. There's nice places to play. There's the jazz education at a high school and even pre-high school level up here is pretty insane, and that's just a joy to see. The Latin scene is more extensive down in the Bay Area mm-hmm. for sure, but you know there's great players up here. You got Jovino Santos Neto, and yep. It's terrific up here. You know, it's funny how the scenes, they wax and wane.
Yeah.
Right? You know, it's like, oh, there are no bass players. And, oh, but we got these great pianists all of a sudden, you know. and it changes things, and a club opens, and it closes.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt to have a really great jazz radio station in town.
Indeed.
Yeah. Now, the Flash Mob, fantastic record, and a lot of the guys on that record are here. Could you tell us a little bit about some of the band members you brought with you?
Yeah, absolutely. On bass is John Shiflett, whom I've been working with for years and years. Yeah, he was on my very first recording and almost all of them in between. Just fantastic. Well, luckily you can hear him, so I don't really have to talk about the music at all. Let's see, Lorca Hart, we were lucky to acquire... the Bay Area acquired him along with his wife when they moved up from L.A. Mm-hmm. And just a wonderful, wonderful asset to the Bay Area jazz scene, and really fun to bring these guys up here, too. Mm-hmm. Dominic Farinacci was sort of the secret sauce of the CD, the missing link. I knew Dominic's playing, but had never met him, let alone played with him, until actually the day before the recording session when he came out. It was an insane day. We rehearsed. First, he and I rehearsed. Then we rehearsed for 4 or 5 hours with the band. Then we played a long gig that night and went into the studio to record the next morning and somehow survived it all.
Whew, he's good.
So, yeah, and I should mention he's joining us directly from Doha, from Qatar, where he's deeply involved in the jazz program there at the Jazz at Lincoln Center presence that
they
have out there.
Cool.
And so all those guys were on the CD. Along with Taylor Eigsti, a fantastic pianist with whom
we've had Taylor visit the studios. Sweet guy.
He's a Bay Area product and incredible. But he was unable. We've just been touring with him. He was unable to join us here in Seattle. So I just sort of figured I would shoot for the stars and put out a call to Eric Reed. And
you missed.
That's what you think, Eric. He somehow, thought it'd be a fun thing to join along with us. And needless to say, we're just really excited to be playing with him.
Yeah. We'd love to hear another song from you guys. What do you got next?
All right, let's see. This one, it's actually my first Seattle tune that I ever wrote. It's called Alley Bird. Inspired by a bird and its song in Post Alley one night.
Ah, nice.
Thank you.
Saxophonist Anton Schwartz Quintet live in the studios here at KPLU. And a couple quick questions before we hear one more song. Anton, let's talk about the record Flash Mob. You've got Kenny Dorham and Thelonious Monk tunes. It's otherwise originals. How do you go about writing music? Is it are you writing on saxophone or piano? And was there a theme throughout the album that you were going for?
Not really. The theme kind of emerged, you know. I found myself hearing a lot of trumpet and tenor stuff in these tunes, and so I just said, oh, maybe that'll be the instrumentation. And otherwise, it just sort of turned out that the underlying thing, well, in addition to the instrumentation on this one, was a kind of attitude. And you'll definitely be hearing some more of that in the next song. But otherwise, yeah, I write on piano, I tend to write in weird keys. They were giving me some grief about that last night. I sort of just make it a deal to write out. Well, you hear it in your head first.
Yeah.
Like the bird, you know. The bird happened to be singing in A flat minor. What can I do?
Yeah, yeah.
So different story every time.
It had been a few years since your previous record. Had you built up a whole bunch of original songs?
Yeah. There's a bunch of others as well.
Do you have some ready for another CD? You're going to turn around real quick?
I don't know. I'm going to sleep first and then tell you about it. You'll get a better answer from me after that.
Now, there's going to be a lot of sleep needed. The Flash Mob CD, once again, on your own label. Can you talk about the upsides and downsides of doing that?
Well, they're both enormous. The upsides, I mean, you have complete control. You have complete control of the scheduling and everything. You editorial, right? You know, you just you shape it. And I enjoy, you know, not only having the creative final word on the project, but on everything that goes into it. You know, the packaging. This one was a little whimsical, and it's the whole product, right? Music is a part of life.
Yeah.
And we're exalting and we're enjoying life here, you know, bigger than just music. Music happens to be the way we express it. So, yeah, it's nice to have that control. Of course, the downside is the aforementioned lack of sleep. Right? So, yeah.
What would you like to finish up with for us today?
We are going to finish with a song. The title is pretty self-descriptive. It's called Swamp Thang.
Swamp Thang, Anton Schwartz, live on KPLU.